everybody. I have a different voice. I'm not Troika, but this is Ron, Creation Lightship Healing. So Troika just said we could use her next hour here, so we're on again. So we're going to be talking about the lightship a little bit here, and probably some more events about ascension. So we'll just see how this works out. Like I say, all these shows are live to us, so we're not really being put on the spot, just that we just need to come on and address you people. So if anybody has any questions, just go to the fast chat. If you're new to my program, go to Creation Lightship Healing and click on it and scroll down about maybe an inch and a half on your scroll bar. And you'll see a beautiful light being there. And she's energized right now, but we'll give her some more activations here in about a couple minutes here. And then if you wish to communicate to us without using the telephone, then just click on VBS Fast Chat, and a window will pop up on your left side, and you can type your name in a message, and it refreshes on its own every 80 seconds, which is wonderful. So you might want to go to refresh first before you type, and then type your question in, and we'll communicate and talk to you about what you're asking. So what we're going to do now is activate this beautiful light beam. And again, just sit back and relax. If you're there, you can see her. And we're going to bring in this beautiful energy. Okay, where is she? Okay, so go to Creation Lightship Healings. And that would be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And click on that and then scroll down. And go down about an inch and a half on your scroll bars, below the blinking flower. And then from there, you're going to see her on your monitor screen. And a wonderful lady saw her up on the lightship on one of the sessions that we're in, and she was drawn here real time. And we have her now, in the sense, in the physical, as she gets activated. So here she is. She's going to bring her life force energy. Oh, I want to see St. Germain, another thing here. Okay, so we'll bring in St. Germain, too. So, well, let's we'll bring in St. Germain into the light beam. Okay, so we're going to bring in St. Germain's energy. Thank you, Adrian. So here we go. So we'll ask the beautiful light beam to leave the photograph here, using this as the medium to have it come through. And here comes St. Germain. Yep, he's coming through, so I use the word stronger to bring them through. So here you go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, there he is. Beautiful. So you may have seen the face change. If you didn't see anything, put your hand in front of your monitor and have it about maybe a few inches away to maybe a foot. And you're going to feel the energy coming off your monitor screen in front of her face. And just allow your body to sample this energy here. And you're going to actually see it. So St. Germain now will be coming into your living room or wherever you are. And I'll put some music on right now. And I'd like you just to ask for guidance. Remember, you want to go into your heart. This is what the light shift is all about, connecting to your spirit and your heart center. So I guess I'll first drop you down into your heart if you'd like that. A lot of people love having that experience. So we're going to take your awakening consciousness now that will stay inside of your head. And I'm going to count to 10. So and that'll be 10 floors in your head, we'll say. And the first floor, number one, is your heart. I'm going to drop you down now. This is what lightship is doing for you. Nothing for you to do. Just sit there and relax, and it'll be done automatically. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 1098-765-4321. One more time, they want 1098-765-4321. Okay, you should feel like you're in your heart center. Most people, when they start to think, they go, wow, I'm out of my head, I'm in my heart. Well, this is where you should live your life. I know it's hard to, but this is where we want to be for our guidance. So Saint Germain's in your room now, and we're going to bring in also his Violet Ray energy. Well, this feels great tonight. So here he comes with his Violet Ray energy. We'll bring in the energy now. So stronger, 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 stronger. And Saint Germain is saying thank you to Troika. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll put the music on for all of you right now and just relax, and you can bathe in Saint Germain's wonderful energy. And again, request healings, and these energies only work in the now, so maybe request some physical healings, spiritual guidance, wisdom. And we'll see you back in a few minutes here. Going to bring in next here is an energy that Saint Germain would like to bring in, and he wants to bring in the energy Paul, it is to feel like you can manifest anything. Remember, he is an alchemist, and he was very good at manifesting. So he wants to give you the sense, the feeling of this here, where like you are living in an unlimited universe, okay? And that you have the power and the ability to do whatever you choose to do. So this energy is going to be coming in. It'll come in through the light beam on the screen. Saint Germain is going to be directing this energy directly to you. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and just sit back and relax and allow Saint Germain to help you with this beautiful energy here of this real high consciousness of manifestation energy. Another energy here, excuse me, Saint Germain would like us to bring in his twin flame energy along with him. So typically the twin flame energy is the opposite sex, so this will be a female energy. And so here it comes. So he'll feel a little more in wholeness this way. So here we go, stronger, 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 and just watch the light beam on your screen. She'll change, or he will change, or she will make him change. Okay, so stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, that feels great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And kind of an analogy, the male energy kind of like, is, if you look at like stepping stones in a stream, the male energy kind of goes from stone to stone to stone to stone to stone as you walk across them. Well, the female energy kind of moves around like the water. So when you have them both together, it's very nice and in wholeness. And that's kind of how the energies work. The female energy is normally a lot more fluid. So that might be an analogy for you. So here we go. We're going to put some music on. And this will be the wholeness of Saint Germain with his male and female aspects from the creation light shift in wholeness coming to you. And again, just request your healings. This is the way the light shift works. They only work in the now, so you need to be in the now to ask for healings. In 12 angels, another shows here. What 12 they are, I don't know, but there's 12 that would like to come in. So again, just sit back and relax. We'll leave Saint Germain and his twin flame energy with us now for us to experience in our room. And we'll now bring in these 12 beautiful angel energies. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, scan your heart center and request healing and guidance with these beautiful energies that are here to help you in the healing process. bring in another divine energy, and we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus, and he'll be coming in here, or Joshua. So here we go. Jesus of Nazareth. So connecting now, coming in from the light ship in his pure essence form of his creation. So here he comes. So stronger, stronger, stronger. And this will be just the half of him. We'll bring in the twin flame energy, Mary Magdalene, after this process here. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and next we're going to bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene, which is also Lady Nada. Lady Nada is very beautiful, and here she comes. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So request healings now. Should be a lot of energy in your rooms here. And we'll see you back in a few minutes here. Remember, the divine only works in the now. So request in the now. For a little bit, and while I'm talking, we'll be doing some water charging here. That was a request. We'll do that tonight for everyone. So what I'd like you all to do is to get a glass of water, typically like 8 ounces is plenty. That's what they normally request, is about 8 ounces of water. So go get a glass of water now, and We'll charge the water probably in about 5 minutes here. So the light ship comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same light ship that Jesus came from and that he was connected to for the healing processes that he did here for everyone for the ascension. So he came to instruct people how to release their baggage. That baggage, in our terminology, probably now, maybe in the Bible, they talk about sins. And the sins is basically the process that you have with you of not being completely in spiritual integrity. The actual definition for sins, I believe, is the old medieval term of having a bow and arrow, and the arrow misses the mark. So it's just maybe like a screw-up or something. But basically, your body is full of judgment. That's why we do emotional healings for everyone. And this is so you can get more into your body. So he was here doing these sessions for people, teaching his disciples how to do these healings also, so that more people could be reached, so they could have more of their spirit in their body to do the ascension process. And his life was cut short about 18 years, and the planet decided not to ascend because it would have killed all the life forms on it, because the people didn't have a chance to move with the planet itself, the spirit energy of the planet, as the vibration was increased. So, and that increase would be to a different dimension. So basically, this is what Jesus came to do. I'm here also doing the same process here. I'm from the light ship directly. And like Jesus, he came down from the Federation, unfortunately, like the other masters have done. I decided not to come through the Federation to keep my spiritual integrity here. So I came down directly from the light ship here directly. So I don't have any interference with false teachings. I'm completely plugged into the light ship to help people here. So the main thing is to get into your body. And that's your process only. We do healings from the light ship to help you do that. But the main thing is to get into your body for the ascension, to take your body with you to a higher consciousness. And the previous show talked a lot about that. Our other shows, too, this week will be talking about the ascension process, too. But the main thing is, if you want to help yourself, I have conference calls Mondays and Fridays, 1 hour in length for only $20. It's affordable for everybody. And do get on them, because it's going to help you immensely. And I do other clearings down here also. So we're going to take our water now, if you wish to do that. The water will have special codes in it just for you. And it's a real simple process. We're going to bring in another divine being into the picture on your monitor. So if you just tune into the show, just go to Creation Lightship Healings. Troika St. Germain is allowing us to use her hour here to do healing work. And so just tune into my show, which was the one previous, at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. So click on it and scroll down about an inch and a half on your monitor here on the scroll bar, and you can see a beautiful light being there. So we're going to bring in Janina. And Janina's going to come in now. I work with her directly on the light ship. And she's going to come into this photograph here. And she'll start to change the frequencies. You're going to see her eyes change a little bit. You may see the rays around her head change. Her face will become a little more three-dimensional. And it will be a little bit different. It won't be probably a whole lot, because we've had so many light beings in it so far. We had Saint Germain and Jesus and Lady Nada come in, and 12 angels. So this is a pretty powerful photograph right now for everyone. But she's coming in to help us charge the water. The water charging will take about a half a minute to do. And so just get your glass of water right now, and you can watch the light beam, Janina, changing here. And if you want to move your head back and forth in front of your monitor, you will notice that she keeps looking at you, which is kind of neat. You may feel her heart connection to you. Remember, she strictly does work with heart to heart. So here we go. Take your glass of water in front of you. Put one hand on each side of it. And you're going to feel that connection from Janina going to your heart center. And it's going to go down your arms into your hands here. And the water now is being charged up. It asked the question if we could just put our arms around our body, since we're composed mainly of water, 70%. I don't know. They have never told me about that, so it's an interesting thought, Ed. I just don't know. I think they want to work with pure water first to do this process here. So, although I do a trauma clearing for people, which clears the water out too. If you're interested, I do that one. So that's maybe a takeoff of what you're saying here. And I go through each year of your life back to creation, conception. So here we go. This water is being charged. You probably feel your fingers pulsating, vibrating maybe a little bit. About 10 seconds more to go. And it feels like it's ready to me. So just take a sip of your water right now. And it should be a little different. Everybody's water will change differently. So I'm having mine right now. Yeah, it's always very slick, very silky smooth normally. How's yours water, Sylvia?
Well, it tastes wonderful, first of all, and it got very silky, and it got thicker than it was before it was charged.
So, very good. If anyone else would like to comment on the fast chat, just click on BBS fast chat underneath the light beam there. It's in blue. And a screen will pop up, and just type your name in and a message. You don't need your email. If you want to put it, you can. I believe the colors change on your name when you do that, but just a quick message is fine. So I'd like to just see how you're experiencing this here. And also, I love getting your emails. So if you'd like to email me your experiences during these lightship healings and what we do on the conference, either on my conference calls or on the radio show here, you can just scroll down beneath the light beam when we get out the program here. And this is email. Just click on it and just tell me how, what you experience and how you like the show. So here we go. We're going to do a little clearing of the emotions again. This is what I recommend doing for everybody. So we're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. And if you're on the previous show, it'll just be done a little more for you. So here we go. So, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So you should feel that the energies of trauma that you've experienced in your life for the last probably maybe 3-4 years to now are released from you. Look at a situation that you've dealt with, and you'll see that it's very, very distant to you. And this is not a mental exercise. It's a feeling exercise, an emotional body. So just kind of look at the situation and see how your body senses the energy. Does it want to run away from it? Does your body feel like a stomach ache or used to, and now it doesn't? So kind of sample that here. And anything on fast chat we need to acknowledge there, Sylvia?
Well, I put a request on there. I was thinking you might read it earlier. And I was hoping we could bring in the white light energy. You brought in the violet ray a bit ago with Saint Germain. And then when you had Jesus and Mary in the light being, there was so much... seemed to me like a lot of white light was being generated, so I thought maybe we could bring that energy in.
Okay. So again, just sit back and relax. And we'll bring in the pure white light energy from the light ship. This is energy that is 100% pure. So it's coming in. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. What feels good? Stronger and stronger. Okay. So just sit back and relax and feel this beautiful energy. and request your healings, and it's here for you to partake of here.
And remember, connect with the energy in your heart.
Yep, go to your heart and connect with it. Ask for healing. Because you have to ask, because the light always sees you in pure perfection. Of ascension. So we've been talking about ascension a lot here. So here comes the ascension energy. This is what the light ship provided Jesus when he brought his body back to the light ship for healing and to integrate him so he could come back over again here. So here we go. So here comes the ascension energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so again, sit back and relax. You may feel like you weigh a little bit less right now as this energy comes in. So you're going to have a wonderful experience and just enjoy the music now. And stay in your heart center. So what we'll do here is, again, talk about the light ship a little bit here. The light ship comes here once every 2,000 years, and it's here for those who are preparing for the ascension process. And the light ship is doing the ascension, which is the universal shift throughout the universe. So it's up to you if you choose to bring your body with you to a higher consciousness. You can do that. It's your choice. You know, how much do you love your body? You know, like I tell people, your body will just dematerialize like everyone else. Like the whole universe is going to be dematerialized, but you have the chance to allow your body to move onto another consciousness with full consciousness. So if you love your body enough to have it do that, then it's up to you to do the work to get into your body so that your spirit can help you. So that's the whole thing about the ascension process. And, you know, it's... most people don't understand about being in their bodies here. Most people are only 20% in their body. So if you're 20% in your body, what's in the 80%? It's not you, it's entities. So this is what Jesus was doing, was casting out what they call demons by the Bible, taking out these spirits that have collected in people. And that was one of his main things here, was to get people whole and complete for the ascension process. And now it's up to you to do this here. The light ship is here to assist people in this process, but you know, you have to have the consciousness to be able to do that. And your spirit is the only thing that can actually heal you. Nothing else can. Everything can add assistance to that. So don't think that you can call upon an archangel to do all the healings for you. They can work with your spirit, and they only work as far as your spirit can go with healing you as far as the percentage in your body. So it's very important to be fully conscious here and to not to give your energy away to special attunements, energy work, working with energies that are outside of yourself that you may know nothing about. It's, you know, you want to keep fully present in your body and not give away your divine energy to something that you know nothing about. Even though it may sound wonderful and heartfelt to you, stay with yourself and regain your own energy, because you don't want to be attacked by the dark side and or giving the dark side your energy, because they're here in full force now, not wanting everybody to do the ascension. So it's very important. The same thing that Jesus talked about, you know, 2,000 years ago about the mind control that he mentioned on the cross. When we said, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Us entities in mind control is still here now, probably a lot stronger. And, you know, we can probably go on with other situations like that. But mainly it's up to you to keep your energy with you, not to give it away, not to court other things, and to allow you to be fully present. So anything we should talk about, Sylvia? We probably have about 5 minutes to go here.
Well, I'll mention really briefly that we are going to be doing a show on what you were just talking about, and that's coming on Friday night at 9 p.m. Pacific. And we do have several questions that people have asked on the fast chat that I'd like to address before we end off. We have a question from Lee, and he's wondering, like, if he's listening to the radio program and you're doing a healing, or if we're on the light ship doing a healing there and he falls asleep, what happens?
Well, falling asleep is not really a problem. A lot of people would rather be conscious when they feel the energy work being done. Sometimes the body has a chance to actually go to sleep and absorb probably more of the healing that way. That way you're out of your head. But basically, either way works. Are you on the light ship during these healings? It could be yes, it could be a no. So it just depends. It depends how strong the energy comes in. I haven't directed anybody to the light ship, so typically I would say not. But
I think
it could be possible.
If he's on a call where we are going to the light ship, and we do go to the light ship for healing, and we're in a healing room, and then he falls asleep during that, will he still get the healing benefit?
Yes, uh-huh. That is true. Yes, he will get the healing benefit if he falls asleep. Yes, uh-huh.
Great, and then we have Kyle asking if the healings get more powerful as the densities get cleared out when we work, you know, on getting removing the densities from the body.
Yes, as you gain more of your spirit energy, you are able to transmit more energy to your body. Remember, your spirit's job here is to heal the body. That's why it came in to all incarnations, is to heal the body, release the densities, and it's able then to, in a sense, play with your body. Want to use that terminology to express through creativity. So that's why it's here. Number one, to heal your body, and that trade-off, its reward is to express the spiritual divinity through your eyes, working with your body to perform and make beautiful creations here.
And we have Jan asking about if the light beings stay and continue to work with us through the night after the show ends. And usually they remain for about a half an hour if the light being is activated in the photo, so that you can spend some more time asking for healing or requesting guidance. But then after that point, they do go back to the Thracian light ship. But you still may feel a lot of beautiful energy in your room because of you know, the fact that they've put all that love energy and light energy into the room. So I don't know if you wanted to add anything else to that, Ron.
Yeah, that's right. The energies really can't be with you continuously because they're created to be on the light ship to do healings with all sentient beings and all life forms that are conscious. So they're only coming down here because I'm bringing them down for this experience for you. Otherwise, they would not come here. So this is the nice thing that you're able to experience these light beings. Remember, you're basically kind of a part of them. You're created, your spirit initially was created from this beautiful energy that contains everything of pure love. And these energies are pure love. And they have maybe their own little, in a sense, personality of that pure love, so that's why they may feel a little different as they come in. But you're actually a part of that. So as you start resonating more with this love energy, you'll start to recognize that you are it also. It's not necessarily oneness. No one ever goes back into oneness. All you do is become who you are, because you're an individual expression of that pure love energy, just like these energies that we brought in are. So I guess we're getting close to the end here. I have about 55 after here, so I guess we'll close here, and we'll thank Trika for allowing us to have another show here after our last one. So we'll be on again on Friday at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I guess we'll say blessings to all of you right now, and have a wonderful evening.
I'd just like to mention one very brief little story here to close the night with, to remind, you know, as a reminder to keep in your heart centers. And that is, in 1988, Harvard researchers were doing a study on immune systems and how to boost the immune system. And they had a group of people watch a video of Mother Teresa administering healing to people, you know, taking care of children and sick people and so on. And then they tested them afterwards and found that just from watching that and having that love energy fill their heart, their immune system by a chemical test actually boosted quite a lot just from that. And the heart energy just, you know, was very activated in them by watching that. So stay in your hearts, and we will see you again on Friday night. And much love to everyone. It's been wonderful having this extra time with you. Thank you for all your wonderful questions on the fast chat for those who are on there. And good night.
Hey, blessings and good night to all of you.